Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Bonjour et bienvenue encore une fois à Coffee Break French. Welcome back once again to Coffee Break French. Now, last time we were looking at j'aime, as in j'aime mon travail, I like my job, and je n'aime pas, I don't like. And we'll be combining this with other words today. For example, j'aime le café, I like coffee. Or j'aime la musique, I like music. And we'll also be learning how to combine it with infinitives, the verb form that you can find in the dictionary. So, for example, j'aime chanter, I like to sing. I hope you find today's lesson useful. So this week it's time to talk a little more about what we like and what we don't like. Anna, can you remember from last week how you say I like?
Is it j'aime?
J'aime, that's right. J apostrophe, the word for I is je, J-E, but it becomes J apostrophe before a vowel. So M is spelled A-I-M-E. J'aime.
J'aime.
Okay, so we could say, as we said at the end of last week's programme, j'aime mon travail.
J'aime mon travail.
I like my job. J'aime mon travail. But equally, this week we're going to be learning some other things to say that you like. For example, you could say, j'aime la musique.
J'aime la musique.
And what do you think la musique is?
Could it possibly mean music?
It could indeed be music. What do you think j'aime la musique écossaise would mean?
I think it would mean I like Scottish music.
Très bien. J'aime la musique écossaise.
J'aime la musique écossaise.
Okay, now if I want to ask you, do you like music? I don't say j'aime, I say tu aimes.
Tu aimes.
So, Anna, tu aimes la musique?
Oui, j'aime la musique.
Très bien. Okay, so we've got j'aime la musique. Let's add something else to this. We could say, for example, j'aime le cinéma.
J'aime le cinéma.
J'aime le cinéma.
J'aime le cinéma.
What do you think that means?
I think that means I like the cinema.
I like the cinema, yeah. And it's the cinema in the sense of not necessarily going to the cinema, the building. It's cinema as in, for example, French cinema or American cinema and so on. So j'aime le cinéma.
J'aime le cinéma.
Okay. How would you say I like French cinema?
Okay, I'm going to go for it here, Mark, and say j'aime le cinéma français.
Très bien, c'est le cinéma français. French cinema, le cinéma français. J'aime le cinéma français. And indeed, j'aime le cinéma français is something that I can say because I do like French films. Can you repeat that, please? J'aime le cinéma français.
J'aime le cinéma français.
Okay, let's add in a couple of other things here. We could say, j'aime le sport.
J'aime le sport.
J'aime le sport.
J'aime le sport.
Now, le sport, you would know exactly what that is if you knew how to spell that. It's actually spelled S-P-O-R-T. So it is?
Sport.
Of course it is, yeah. J'aime le sport.
J'aime le sport.
Alors, Anna, tu aimes le sport?
Non, je n'aime pas le sport.
Oh, très bien. So, last week we also learned how to say I don't like, and that was je n'aime pas. Je n'aime pas.
Je n'aime pas.
So, I don't like sport. Je n'aime pas le sport.
Je n'aime pas le sport.
How would you say I don't like cinema? I don't like the cinema.
Je n'aime pas le cinéma.
Je n'aime pas le cinéma. Je n'aime pas le cinéma. Try that again.
Je n'aime pas le cinéma.
Je n'aime pas le cinéma. I should also say in some parts of the French-speaking world, you'll hear M being pronounced a little more like im. Je n'aime pas le sport. Je n'aime pas le cinéma. We'll add in a couple of others here. J'aime la littérature.
J'aime la littérature.
Très bien. Très bon accent. J'aime la littérature. Literature. So, it could be, for example, la littérature française.
La littérature française.
J'aime la littérature française.
J'aime la littérature française.
Anna, tu aimes la littérature française?
Oui, j'aime la littérature française.
Comme quoi, par exemple? Like what, for example? Put me on the spot here.
Comme Bonjour Tristesse.
Ah, très bien, de Françoise Sagan. Okay, so we'll come back to French literature perhaps in another episode. But notice something here. I'm going to give you three examples and I want to see if you can work out what's going on. J'aime la musique française. J'aime la littérature française. J'aime le cinéma français. So that was three examples, and in fact, we're only really looking at two situations. We had la musique and la littérature. So both of these are examples of feminine nouns. La littérature, la musique. And what word did we use for French in both those situations?
Française.
Française, yeah. And when we talked about le cinéma, what word did we use for French?
Was it français?
It was, yeah, because le cinéma is masculine. So when it's masculine, you use français. And when it's feminine, you use française. And that's exactly like you would use if you're talking about males and females as well. So je suis français.
Je suis française.
Okay, très bien. So we've had j'aime la musique, j'aime la littérature, j'aime le cinéma, j'aime le sport. Let's add in one more thing here. J'aime le chocolat.
J'aime le chocolat.
Anna, tu aimes le chocolat?
Oui, j'aime le chocolat.
Ok, chocolat means?
Chocolate.
Chocolate, of course. So, j'aime le chocolat. Moi, j'aime le chocolat belge. What would that mean?
I like Belgian chocolate.
Belgian chocolate, indeed. Et j'aime aussi le chocolat suisse.
And you also like Swiss chocolate.
Très bien, okay. Okay, so we're going to put this into practice now, and I'm going to give you some things that you like or that you don't like. And what I'd like you to do is, as quickly as possible, try to come up with the answers. So, for example, I could say, I like chocolate. And you, our listeners, should try to work out what is I like chocolate in French. And then, after you've had time to answer, Anna, you can give the answers that you think, okay?
Okay, go for it.
Okay, numéro un. I like chocolate. Anna?
J'aime le chocolat.
Très bien. Numéro deux. I like music. Anna?
J'aime la musique.
Good, and it's la musique. Okay, j'aime la musique. Numéro trois. I don't like sport. So this is a negative one, Anna, can you give us I don't like sport?
Je n'aime pas le sport.
Je n'aime pas le sport. Très bien, I don't like sport. Ok, numéro 4. I don't like chocolate. Anna?
Well, it's not really honest of me to say this, Mark, but je n'aime pas le chocolat.
Okay, je n'aime pas le chocolat. I don't like chocolate. And one last one, quite a tricky one. Numéro 5, I don't like French cinema. Okay, Anna?
Je n'aime pas le cinéma français.
Je n'aime pas le cinéma français. Très bien. Excellent. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, we've looked at saying that we like certain things now. What I'd like to do is introduce just another version of this, and that's talking about what you like doing. So rather than saying, I like chocolate, you could talk about, I like eating chocolate, or I like going to the cinema, and so on. So I'm just going to give you maybe 4 or 5 examples here, and we're going to start with something that I like doing. And I'm going to say, j'aime chanter. Now, j'aime chanter means I like to sing. Chanter means to sing. Chanter.
Chanter.
J'aime chanter.
J'aime chanter.
Très bien. J'aime chanter. Now, notice that in English, we say I like to sing, but we also say I like singing. And in French, that's exactly the same thing. It's always j'aime chanter. You don't change the word chanter. Chanter actually means to sing, but you don't suddenly change it to something else because you want to translate I like singing. I like singing, I like to sing are exactly the same thing. So, j'aime chanter.
J'aime chanter.
I like to sing, I like singing. Okay, something else that you could say is j'aime danser.
J'aime danser.
Okay, any guesses?
Dancing?
Yeah, I like to dance. I like dancing. J'aime chanter, j'aime danser.
J'aime chanter, j'aime danser.
Très bien. Okay, something else that I really, really, really like. J'aime voyager.
J'aime voyager.
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 Now, the word voyage is in there in English, so what do you think j'aime voyager means?
To travel?
Yeah, I like to travel. I like travelling. J'aime voyager.
J'aime voyager.
Okay. Another example could be sortir. Sortir means to go out. So, j'aime sortir.
J'aime sortir.
Okay, j'aime sortir. I'm going to add in something else here. The word for with is avec.
Avec.
Avec, with. So how would you say, I like to go out with my friends? Have we done the word for friend?
No, I don't think so.
We've not. Okay, so the word for friend is ami.
Ami.
Ami means friend. So to say with my friends, you would say avec mes amis.
Avec mes amis.
So, to go out with your friends, with my friends rather, sortir avec mes amis.
Sortir avec mes amis.
I like to go out with my friends.
J'aime sortir avec mes amis.
Très bien. J'aime sortir avec mes amis. How would you say I don't like to go out with my friends?
Je n'aime pas sortir avec mes amis?
Je n'aime pas sortir avec mes amis. Très bien. Ok, so we've had chanter, danser, voyager, sortir. I'm going to add in one final thing, and that is apprendre. Apprendre.
Apprendre.
That's quite a tricky one to say. Apprendre.
Apprendre.
Now, you may not be able to guess what it means on its own, but if I say j'aime apprendre le français, what would that mean?
I think it means learning French.
Yeah, I like to learn French. I like learning French. J'aime apprendre le français.
J'aime apprendre le français, like we say at the beginning of the podcast.
Of course we do. Sorry, I'd completely forgotten about that. I say to you, tu es prête? And you say?
Oui, Marc, je suis prête pour apprendre le français avec Coffee Break French.
Très bien. Okay, so apprendre le français, to learn. Anna normally says, I'm ready to learn. And she says, je suis prête, prête. If you're male, you say prêt. So it's back to this male and female ending business. Je suis prêt. Anna, you would say?
Je suis prête.
Okay. So getting back to what you like and what you dislike, j'aime apprendre le français.
J'aime apprendre le français.
So let's run through these five different things that we like doing. J'aime chanter.
J'aime chanter.
J'aime danser.
J'aime danser.
J'aime voyager.
J'aime voyager.
J'aime sortir avec mes amis.
J'aime sortir avec mes amis.
J'aime apprendre le français.
J'aime apprendre le français.
Très bien. So in this lesson, we've learned how to talk about things that we like and we don't like, and we've also learned to talk about things that we like doing and we don't like doing. So singing, dancing, and of course the chocolate and literature and cinema and so on. What we've not really done is learned how to be a little more expressive and say what we really like doing, obviously learning French with Coffee Break French, and what we hate doing, whatever that may be. So to say that I love doing something, you say j'adore.
J'adore.
Literally, I adore. So I love singing. J'adore chanter.